Mandakini, good morning and welcome to our studio.
Good morning. I'm very happy to be here.
Yes. You are in Auroville for a short visit of a few days.
5 days.
5 days. And yet you are energetically running up and down and doing things. But let us start from the beginning. How are you connected to Auroville?
Okay. I came to the ashram in Auroville in February 1980. After spending time at the East-West Cultural Center in Los Angeles, which was founded by a woman who was a Sanskritist, who then met Sri Aurobindo in 1947 and got her name, Jyoti Priya, from Sri Aurobindo. So many Americans that you meet in Auroville in the ashram came because of her inspiration.
Mm-hmm. And he met the mother as well, yeah?
Yes, so she met the mother. Yes, 1947.
So you were inspired by something you read, probably, or whatever she told you?
She came as the end of a very long series of coincidences that had been leading me ever since I'd say I was about 5 years old, 8 years old, just one thing after another.
Are they coincidences?
No. Okay. Just took me a little time to understand. And then I came to the ashram when I was 32. Mm-hmm. Spent quite a bit of time between the ashram and Auroville. But 1980, most people had bicycles, including myself. And when it was April, it started to become extremely hot for backs and forths, although other people had the strength to do it. And so I just stayed put in the ashram and lived there for 3 years, taught in the ashram school, worked in the ashram archives, started the book, The Spiritual Significance of Flowers, that Lilo finished for me. And then I went back to America and to France, where I've been for the past over 30 years.
Yes. There you met the love of your life, you get married and you stayed, right?
Yeah, I met him in the ashram dining room, but he had come to Auroville in 1975 already. Mm-hmm. And so we had the intention of coming to settle in Auroville. And then with his daughter being small and being with her mother, somehow that was a pull for him to stay in Europe, and I stayed with him.
But anyhow, both of you have a status of friends of Auroville, correct?
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
And I believe that you are extremely active in Auroville, France, right?
Yes. About 5 years ago, I was able to finally do more as a participation. For so many years, we worked on Mantra Mandir concretings. I sent my contributions for building the Mantra Mandir. But finally, 5 years ago, I had this opportunity, and it corresponded with a kind of renewal in the AVI France group, which is a very dynamic, wonderful group of people. And so when I started working with them, I got involved with fundraising for Auroville, and they asked me to join the board in charge of fundraising. And in that capacity, I started talking about things that moved me as what we could do. The first thing was I started talking at AVI meetings about the need for an ambulance, because it corresponded to the time when the ambulance had broken down. No. And it just seemed unacceptable to not have an ambulance.
3-4 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. And so after the cyclone, there was some money left, and they bought the ambulance. But I remember being very moved to speak, and people remember seeing me the first time there speaking about the ambulance. We need to get an ambulance. Then the next year, the building for, at that time it was called AVIIH, Auroville Institute of Integral Health. Now it's called Santé. But at that time they had run out of funds and it was just sitting there looking like a dead skeleton. And I couldn't bear it. I thought that was, again, I had that feeling of this is unacceptable. So with Julian from AVI USA and with the help of Chetna, who's on their team, we created a fundraising campaign called Build It Now. And of course I was working very closely with Linda Grace, who was on the team at the time. And so we started this wonderful campaign called Build It Now. And B spoke on my behalf at the AVI meetings promoting Build It Now. And we were successful. successful in the sense that we got quite a bit of money. Mm-hmm. It wasn't enough. But what happened just at that moment was that a house in Holland that had been on the market for sale for years and years and years, there were no buyers and people were beginning to feel frustrated that it would never happen. Just when we sent our money to Oroville, that house got sold. And so, coincidentally, the money went for finishing the Unity Pavilion, another need I can't remember at the moment, and finishing the Sante. Major construction of Sante.
Mm-hmm. Which was inaugurated in August this year.
Yes,
and it's beautiful.
Space, yeah, it's very beautiful.
Now let's get to the point, because in 2014 you had another need to do the fundraising for the land, right?
That's right. And this,
why?
Well, I read Carol's article in September 2013 about Oro Park. And again, that feeling of this is unacceptable. It's impossible to just stay inactive in front of this type of thing. Mm-hmm. And so I waited, because I had that same urge from the inside, but this was a big thing. And so I really waited to see if it wasn't just a momentary feeling or really something that was moving me to try to organize something. Mm-hmm. So after a month, I called Arya Deep and I said, if we organize something here in France, would you work with us? Mm-hmm. And he said, absolutely yes. And so then we started a series of discussions in our board that were by Skype. And it wasn't an idea that was completely accepted immediately by everybody. It was because of the atmosphere at the time. First of all, nobody had done any major fundraising for land for quite some time. Arya Deep had maintained a list of very faithful devotee donors. Mm-hmm. But considering the needs, it wasn't enough money to really do anything. So there was that point. People said, well, how would we ever have enough money to do anything? Second of all, there wasn't a great atmosphere of trust. There were little rumors of things. I never listened to rumors, but the atmosphere was such that there wasn't great trust, and people were afraid. Some people were afraid that if we collected money and then the money wasn't used appropriately or given to another, maybe good reason, but not what people gave their money for, that would not be a good thing for us as an association or for anybody. And so we had many, many discussions about this. And since it was by Skype, people could see me. Mm-hmm. And they could see me when I was receiving an inspiration. And so it's not that I'm some great yogini, but I did receive something, including the name Acres for Oroville. It came to me inwardly.
That's a great name, yeah.
Yeah, really, but it came.
Short to explain.
Acres for Oroville. So after a while, people said, yes, she's being carried by something. And we decided to brainstorm on how to do things in a very positive way. Focus mm-hmm. on the positive. Mm-hmm. Okay, together we can do something. What creates trust for people? One thing is transparent accounting.
Definitely.
Okay, so that was one thing. We will have transparent accounting. The second thing was to make people feel like they had a stake in it. So at first we were going to have adoption certificates if people gave mm-hmm. money, but then in Oroville they advised me not to do that, that could create a confusion in people's mind about ownership.
Yeah, exactly.
So we dropped that idea, but we just changed it to a certificate of recognition, and Lele was kind enough to create a very charming certificate. And then Francine had the idea, well, somebody said we should have donor pages people can follow. And then Francine had the idea of let's have a barometer of our success and let's use the mother symbol. Mm-hmm. And so that, I think, was the key when we used as our symbolism the mother symbol. So I made a sacred promise to everybody that I would follow every paisa.
The way it goes.
That's right. And report to them every month. Mm-hmm. So this is how we started. We agreed. I recontacted Arya Deep. And then we started, we created a button on the gateway. What else did we do? Oh, the accounting. Now here is something that's funny, because I'm not an accounting girl, but for the previous 15 years, I had trained very top-level finance and accounting people in English. And for 15 years, my 30 students every week had to explain their procedures to me.
So you memorized them?
Yeah, I knew. I knew what was basic, standard, accepted accounting principles, what mm-hmm. needed to be done. And so with Jyoti, the wonderful secretary and bookkeeper at LFAU, we created a very intensely detailed list for accounting. Donors, how much money, what went to what. And then, so that's how we started. And then, let's see, we created an article for Orville Today. Mm-hmm. Satish, who was working with Sigrid, they had just started the Colop website just then, which was an electronic version of what had been before, Ari Deep's letters on the importance of land for Orville and of Orville for India and the world. So we put the donor pages on the on Colop. Satish figured out an incredible program where the mother symbol gets more golden with each donation.
Cool.
Yes.
I haven't seen that. I have to admit.
Oh, yeah, but you have to be a donor to have access.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, we're encouraging everybody to be donors, even small amounts. And there was another point there. Well, that was basically it. The you could see the symbol getting more and more golden. Mm-hmm. And then B once again spoke on my behalf. He presented the PowerPoint I created at the AVI meeting. And on August 15th, 2014, we were ready to roll. Ari Deep organized a great inauguration ceremony with the great idea of the two generational poles. So there was Mahalingam representing the pioneers and Sinduja representing the younger generations of Orville.
Yeah, I remember. That was here in Toon Town Hall.
Yes, exactly.
That one.
And we had our... And also the other thing, Arya Deep and I are devotees. And so for us, we decided that this would be a consecrated action. And so at every darshan, we have what Francine calls my militant tracts, which is the flyer, which is, okay, everybody, the time is now.
Oh.
And Arya Deep, who provides the letter with a kind of a philosophical and yogic basis for what we're doing and why and what Orville is and what it represents, and et cetera. So our very first flyer was with Manohar's beautiful image of the Macha Mandir in pink tones. And we used Karan Singh's quotation about speculation, the dangers of speculation.
Yeah, it's actually, it gives you creeps when you see how what is going on around.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nevertheless, our land is actually a vital pond, because if you're not united, it's really hard to develop the city.
Exactly. I was thinking last night, Orville isn't a baby anymore. It's so miraculous. And I think what happened was that there's so much that's been built and created that's so beautiful and so amazing. And so maybe in a way people were sort of carried by what exists more than what's lacking. Although I think everybody was aware, but people didn't know what to do. There's a lot of money involved. The prices are going up every minute.
That is probably the problem, because the speculators, they really, I mean, recently is that plot next to the Crown Road.
I know.
A really small plot for 60 lakhs, which is a ridiculous price. So, but the fact is that it's a lot of money.
Yes, and so then what do you do? Do we wait? Well, the money will only that's needed will only be higher in the future. It's not going to go down.
No,
it's not going to go down.
That action on 15th of August 2014, lots has been done, right? And you already acquired some plots.
Yes.
You can tell me where they are.
Yes, there are some things I think that may be happening, but the big success, the first success, was in June. The plot between Deepanam School, Arka, and the Mach Mandir. In that zone, it was the last plot that didn't belong to Oroville. Mm-hmm. And it was a long negotiation because, as everybody knows, family members are involved and it's a little complex. And it had been in the works for a while, but with no successful conclusion. And this new land board did it. So we acquired this wonderful plot that's now part of Mahalakshmi Park and in the educational zone, and it was really a great moment. But, you know, there was so much doubt and skepticism, and for so many good reasons, people said, if you have money, then landowners will raise the prices. But we said, but if landowners know Oroville has no money, why shouldn't they go to speculators? So what I had felt was that energy, that it was time. It was time for something else. And so despite all the polite encouragement that really was, they'll never do anything in people's minds, well-meaning people, in 3 months we had 110 lakhs.
Whoa, yeah, that was really, I remember that was a big success, you know. Like,
yeah.
And I was asking myself, how did you do it? How did you do it, you know, until lots of money?
Well, on my side, I was following instructions because ever since that first inspiration, and I had several personal experiences that showed me that if we're quiet, we really can receive very specific directions about what to do, what not to do, when and how. Mm-hmm. I had that in my personal life of, you know, walk here, don't walk there, do this now, don't do it later. And my mental mind would say, oh, but I plan to do things this way. And then all these experiences told me, forget your mind. Your mind can't see the future. Follow that inner voice. And so for everything with the campaign, I've been following the inner voice because I found it to be precious. That inner voice said, now's the time to start. And so when the new land board came in, we were already up and rolling with money for them. Mm-hmm. So the team that did this, so there's me, oh, and then, very important point, somewhere around June, all of the AVIs agreed to do the action. So even though its origin was AVI France in collaboration with Lands for Oroville Unified, meaning Oroville, mm-hmm. then all of the AVIs said, yes, we're going to do it.
And they all contributed.
Yes. And for example, our PowerPoint is the first thing you see on the AVI USA website. Mm-hmm. It's constantly rolling. So we have all the AVIs working with all their enthusiasm. They have organized things like personal land fundraising initiatives by people, mm-hmm. doing everything they can through their bulletins and their websites to support the work of our little team here in Oroville, which is Aryadeep, Sigrid, myself, and Jyoti, who is the secretary and bookkeeper at LFAU.
And Jasmine
has joined us in September, which is a very wonderful thing. And with Jasmine, there's also Aravinda, who comes along as the artistic support. Mm. I've known Aravinda since my ashram days. I knew
because
his father.
Because he was in ashram, yeah.
Yes, and his sisters and his father, who was the first sadhak in the dining room who talked to me and inspired me. Mm. So that was very, very nice when Jasmine and Aravinda came. But it's Jasmine who's really on the team, and she has a great reputation with the AVIs because Jasmine and Aravinda had organized the AVI meeting in South Africa some years mm-hmm. back. That was a great success. But in the beginning, for the first year, it was Aryadeep, Sigrid, myself, and Jyoti. Aryadeep, who's very calm and philosophical, and Sigrid and myself with our sabers out saying, now! We won't accept inaction. Mm-hmm.
But outside, how many people you would say is working on that, if you count the AVI of 20, 30?
The AVIs collaborate, but the real work has been the four of us. Mm-hmm. And now we have Jasmine, so that makes five. But for the first year, it was the four of us. And the thing was that I didn't know any of them. I had never met anybody except Sigrid for a half hour the year before mm. in a homeopathic context. Mm. So we did all that work. And when the land board came on, Divya said to Jyoti, so you and Mandakini know each other very well to have done all this work. Divya looked at our accounting system, which is extremely clear and precise.
Yeah, she used to also work in financial services.
Yeah, so she knows. And she could see that it was well structured. And so Jyoti said to her, no, we've never met. We've done everything by phone and
email. Well, that's the power of internet, no?
So one of the other things I'd just like to say is that when we started this with AVI France, they said we have to communicate a lot. So in addition to our darshan communications, the militant flyer and the philosophical background, we also have updates. And
that's also important, too.
Yes, and the first update was the inauguration, but the second update was my favorite because it was a list of goal done. Done, done, done. Transparent accounting, done. Donor pages, done. Success barometer, done.
That's good, no?
Yeah.
And the things are completed a bit.
Yeah. And then we had our third update, which was the pleasure when we met the land board. It was when I first came last January, and we have this wonderful picture immortalizing a lot of enthusiastic people, the land board and Sigrid, Aryadeep, and myself.
Mm-hmm. Out of that actually derives also the, how you call it, Green Acres?
Yes. So what happened after that, there were several stages, but through that we started to see that land fundraising was possible. In the beginning, every impossible dream, but we saw that people wanted to do something, they just didn't know what to do. There was no channel for doing anything. So we created the channel. Now this is an important point to clarify. Some people have wondered why there are two campaigns, or why we in the beginning just focused on the Mach Mandir and the international zone. And this was because we had to find one point of unity in all the diversity of views of what's the best thing to do in the circumstances. We said, okay, what is the one thing that everybody could agree on? And that is protecting the atmosphere of the Mach Mandir. So that's how we started. And since the AVIs joined us, we said, well, then we should work on also international the international zone. But it was always our goal that this would be the beginning, that this was phase one. Mm-hmm. So then when we started getting money in and the land board came on and Divya said, well, you know, it would be good if you could widen to the city itself, first the city, to do not just the city center, but the rest of the city. And the energy was good. So I said, well, we have to get a little bit closer to our fundraising goal. Mm-hmm. We have to show people that we're asking them to join us and we're achieving. Mm-hmm. Then we can go on. Mm-hmm. And so in July, we asked people to help us complete the gold on the success barometer, and they did. And so we finished July with 99.7% of the goal of so many hundreds of lives.
So who gave the last third? I mean, how do you call it?
There were some big donors, devotees, and people in America, people in India. Mm. Because there really has been a lot of unity. And one of the donations that pleased me the most came from elder ashramites. And the Golden Chain Fraternity, which is the ex-ashram students. So, because another thing for me, being with my feet in both worlds, loving the ashram, loving Oroville, that we should come together on this. Shouldn't be a division. And I remember that Jyoti Priya, this woman in America, had said many years ago, just before I came to India, she said, when people ask you, are you for the ashram, are you for Oroville, you say, I'm for the mother. And I've always based my actions on that. Oroville is the mother's dream of Sri Aurobindo's vision for the world. Mm-hmm. So, no division. So, somewhere in that spring of 2015, we agreed that we would expand Acres for Oroville to something wider, which was always our vision, and we would support Sigrid's idea of Green Acres. because she had been dying to do that for as long as we had started Acres for Oroville, but we had to see, will this work? So when we saw that fundraising could work for land, we went with Sigrid on Green Acres. And I'm very proud to say I was the first donor for Green Acres, as well as the first donor for Acres for Oroville, just to say that there shouldn't be a division. All of Oroville's land is precious.
It is, yeah.
We may not be able to get everything, considering the circumstances, but it's important to get the most important, meaning a consolidated urban center, and critical, critical resources in the green belt of various types, water, food, access, beauty, anti-pollution, a place for developing green training, green activities, which is already going on. So when you interview Sigrid and Jasmine, they'll talk more about that. But just to say, in our minds, we've always worked as a close team, and now we have all of Oroville covered. All of Oroville has a campaign. Mm-hmm. And so in August, we issued together, Sigrid, myself, and Aryadeep, a consolidated campaign announcement where we had both campaigns, and we ended with, building Oroville is an affair of the heart. Give to the campaign that touches your heart.
It's amazing work and really actually fast work. I was surprised, you know, it's really successful. And I feel like we are really supported by the Ashramites, with the people from outside, the AVIs and some other people. But I'm curious how many Orovillians participated in that.
Well, there there are,
because the
let's say about 90 Orovillians, yeah, who give on a regular basis. There are other Orovillians who have given on a from, you know, every now and then basis, some very generously, and some a little. And we have never made any distinction between a lot and a little. I know that many Orovillians aren't exactly rolling in money. And some people feel like it's such an important thing, how could they give just a little? But what I've seen, and this is what's carried me through the beginning and all the lessons with the ambulance and farewell that I also did the first fundraising for, the first fundraising announcements for, and Santé, was that it's an energetic action. Everybody's contribution adds a piece of energy to a protective, how would you say it, field of energy for Oroville. Mm-hmm. And on a yogic level, Ashurabindo tells us that when the call from below is intense enough, the response comes. And Mother has also said, and we use this in one of our updates, and everybody knows this quote, a combined collective aspiration can change the course of circumstances. So this is what we're preparing, and that's why everybody should give without any hesitation about the amount, because even if they give a little materially, they're giving all of their heart. And
yeah,
all
some
of their
other thing between summers is even the paisa is more important maybe than a lakh from somebody. And we know also the beach is consisted starting with one small grain of sand.
Yes, exactly. And Jaya has recently written some very, very beautiful pieces calling on Orovillians to support the land work, not only by expressing their appreciation, which we have greatly appreciated, but also by actively giving something, anything. But that, it's, you add your energy to this.
To the collective, yeah.
Yes. In I'd like to mention Raquel's film, because, in fact, Jaya, I saw Jaya yesterday, and she said to me, in fact, she'd been thinking about these things for a long time. She thinks about so many unity actions all the time and has done so much work for unity. But I spoke for the land board at the OM AVI meeting that was held in Woodstock, New York in August, and Jaya was there, and she said she's been thinking about land ever since the presentation I made on behalf of Green Acres also. Mm-hmm. It was the land board, Acres for Oroville, 1 year, mm-hmm, of action, and Green Acres. And so another thing that came out of this AVI OM meeting, was that Prasad had a good idea to have a film to present at Om. And so Rakal made this film. And in one of my previous lives a long time ago in California, I was working with film, educational film, so a lot with scripting. And so I worked with supporting Rakal on this film. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he did it in both languages, English and French. And so it's going to have its first Auroville screening on February 7th at our land party. I hope everybody will come.
So yes. That's another part. Yeah, I knew that something. What about this land party?
Well, it started as a way to showcase Rakal's film. Mm-hmm. And then it grew from there. And we thought, well, you know, we should really show everybody that we're not just working to protect the Machu Mandir or to build the international zone or the four zones of the city, but all of Auroville's land. And so we thought it would be good to make a very joyous event. Mm-hmm. And we had a very wonderful meeting on Friday, I think. And the party is going to be great. The party will really be great. And so that's February 7th at the Unity Pavilion from 4 to 6. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I can't be there because there are some health problems in my family. And so all our plans for coming to India changed. And I was in front of the fact of not coming or coming for 5 days. So I arrived at the ashram Wednesday morning, and I'm leaving tomorrow, which is Monday.
Wow, yeah. Short, yeah,
yeah, but I'm very happy because it's been connecting with the team, solidifying our team, and planning the land party with Rakal and Jeremy, who's going to be our master of ceremonies.
Wow.
Yes, and Jeremy is totally with us. We all see things in the same way. Unity, together, land is sacred.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Yes. Uh-huh. And we know that for the original landowning families, the land wasn't a commodity. It was something that was passed from generation to generation with great respect. If I could just add on a personal note, I live in the south of France in the forest. My husband and I live on 30 acres of forest land. And we got the property from a family that had been there for many generations. The house is 300 years old. And through that, I'm a New York City girl, so this was a big experience for me. From that, I started to understand what land means to a family. It's not the same thing that it means to a developer or a speculator.
No, for developer, it's just the money.
That's
a piece of money or investment into something more, but land is not that. Land is life.
That's right. And land is a tradition, and you get attached to the land. And we always told the family, please come. Anytime anybody from the family wants to come, it's still part of your lives. Please come. And we even have a photograph of the old brothers who were the last ones to live there. So I remember one time talking with Kanyapan about this point that maybe now land has become more of a commodity than it was. But for the original families and for some of the families still who have the land, it's not just a business deal. It's something. And I salute the families that gave their land to fulfill Mother's dream, that sold their land, and it's still going on. I salute the family that signed the contract in June so we could have that plot right in the middle near the Machu Mandir. And so that's all our attitude. We don't see it as just getting land. We see it as building Auroville, but with respect for what the land represents on many levels.
Ask you something. How do you feel about years back, and still sometimes it does pop up, some of the members of the community would like to sell the outside farms or outside lands?
You know, I can't speak on that, because while I'm a friend of Auroville and I've been involved with Auroville for like 35 years, I don't live here. And so for certain things, I feel like I don't have the right to speak because I'm in France. I'm here sometimes, but mm-hmm. I'm in France. But, and on the other hand, to be very frank, I work 6 hours every day for land. And so that plus having a little life takes up all my time. So as you can see, I'm very focused. I'm very work focused. So I pay attention to everything. I listen to everybody's points of view and understand the truth behind each person's feeling. But it's not for me to say anything about that. Hmm. But I, on one hand, I think that we have to fulfill the dream as fully as we can. On the other hand, I feel like we have to be pragmatic because the circumstances have changed a lot. There's an enormous amount of money involved, and until there's some type of government, Tamil Nadu, central Indian government, decision that Oroville is a sacred jewel in India that needs to be protected so that the land that was designated is only used for the purpose of fulfilling Oroville's role. Until there's that, we have to do as much as we can, as fast as we can, to get as much land as we can that is really considered crucial. I've thought about the figures many, many times, many sleepless nights, I'll tell you, and many discussions with Divya and other people. So on one hand, I'm sort of the pragmatic nature, whatever that means. But I have great trust and faith in the land board, and I collaborate with them very closely. Acres for Oroville, for example, is not a separate action. Mm-hmm. It is a support action for Oroville's land that the land board is leading, I think, with enormous energy in difficult circumstances, and they're very few people for a very big burden.
That's true.
Because they already in 1 year they made a lot happen.
No, it was enormous work. I think it's visible from, so to speak, from the plane that it's a huge work was done with a big success. And actually, I think it's also pointed out to the people who are living here for 20, 30 years that we shouldn't take for granted.
No, no.
We should really respect whatever it is and try to focus ourselves toward the goal which we are here for, to materialize the mother's dream and vision and to live in human unity.
You know, that brings up two important points, what you just said, Miriam, which is, one, I'd like to make the point that for each campaign has, well, there are two campaigns, and they each have their style and focus. For Green Acres, everything is done electronically. Mm-hmm. And Sigrid has developed many clever things for communication with donors that I'll let her explain to you on another occasion. But for Acres for Oroville, we were able to give people gifts because they were given to us by benefactors. Mm. And we had promised people that all the money would go for land purchase. And so we have kept that promise. For certain things where we needed money, and maybe Oroville didn't have the money, it wouldn't be right to use Oroville money. There were benefactors. I was one of the benefactors. For example, Sigrid and I financed Sergei's film. For example, there are other things. I'll let Sigrid speak for herself about all the wonderful things she does and has done. But our philosophy and practice is that the money is sacred. Some donors in the West have really sacrificed things to be able to send money. And we respect that. And so we're not going to just spend money on something because it would be nice. So, for example, the first year of Acres for Oroville, everything we sent was paid for by benefactors, including the postage. Now, with the second phase of Acres for Oroville, we decided that, you know, there's a 5% deduction that supposedly should go to administrative costs. And Oroville was kind enough to go in the direction of our donors and say, we don't have to give the 5% for administration, but for something else. And so the something else that Divya and I chose together with the approval of the AVI board is land protection. Mm-hmm. So 5% of every donation is put in a separate fund for fencing, and for legal fees for land purchase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's also needed, of course. Yeah,
and the land protection part is very important, and because that's something, if people don't use the land or protect the land, then the land is encroached on, and then people say, well, why buy land if you can't protect what you have? So part of our action is land protection, and that's where our money goes, purchase and protection, and everything else comes as a gift from a benefactor.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think we cover most of it.
Yeah.
We will continue with the series of interviews with Arya Deep and then with Jasmine and with Sigrid.
Yes, right.
And
can I say one thing about AVI France?
Go.
Yes. As I said in the very beginning, we have a great group. And two people in our group had the inspiration to create Café Auroville.
Mm-hmm. Where, in France?
In France. And there have been one or two here in Auroville. And every few months we have an event in Paris on an Auroville theme. For example, in September, Dominique D'Or and Gilles Lachaud spoke about the Matremandir. Mm-hmm. And in November we had a wonderful event that Viba and I had organized on Shrobindo, revolutionary visionary poet, Yogi.
I think one of them, Chloe, which is was a member of our team, but now she's studying in France. She covered it, and it was on the radio.
Ah, yes, it was a wonderful event, and it happened a week after the terrorist attacks in the same area. So there was a very intense feeling, and 60 people came, and it was really beautiful. And then in December, Chloe did something on Lila Loca. It was an online event at the same time. So we have, the group is extremely active, and I guess I should finish, but I'd like to say that everything we do is also in French. I'd like to thank...
So it's bilingual.
Yes, I'd like to thank Silas for all his cooperation with News and Notes, and Soir, who is our finalizing translator. We translate everything into French. My husband and I do the basic translation, then Soir makes it beautiful.
And good boy, that's good.
Yeah, and so when we had the
when you're talking about the languages, is maybe all those Acres for Auroville and everything also put in Tamil or Hindu?
No, they're not in Tamil and Hindi yet, and that's maybe a point. But we've been working so hard, we didn't consider that, but that's a good idea,
because,
maybe.
Yeah, I know the land is sacred, and Tamil people, especially if it's a heritage land, they are kind of reconnected with that point.
Yeah,
but also a lot of them do see the importance of Auroville, and maybe if they would understand what it is exactly, they might also participate.
And,
because I know those lands, usually it's a family thing, which one of the member might be Aurovillian, the other one not, and so forth. It's kind of, it's a complicated thing.
Yes.
But if it's in the language that everybody understands, maybe they will understand the importance and donate it.
That's a very good point. You know, I'm ready for next steps because we've established so much in a short time, gateway buttons, everything. But that is a very, very important thing to do. I agree with you.
Because
thank
it's
you.
Donation from everywhere else. It's like I have a feeling we've been embraced with donors from outside. But I think if you're working for the common cause, and you know, like it's a collective cause, it has to also come from here, from the roots, so to speak.
Yes, yes. And I have to say that many times I've told people that to me, the really inspiring people are the Tamil Aurovillians. And it's one thing for us from the West to leave our families and live as we feel. And it's another thing to do that in the context of your family that may see things differently. And I really am always very, very moved by Tamil Aurovillians I've met, and for the kind of nobility that touches me greatly. In terms of France, France was the first place where Auroville was first promoted outside of India. And so we feel that strongly in France. La Revue d'Auroville published our inauguration with a message we wrote saying that France has the honor of being the first place to talk about Oroville, and also the home of UNESCO. And on that point, there was a beautiful ceremony, November 2014. Dr. Singh was there, and they installed Sri Aurobindo's statue in the UNESCO Garden of Peace. We used that for our A4A November Darshan flyer. And then in April, Nadia, who's the president of AVI France, was invited to go to a special dinner. And she was going to be in South America, so she gave me the honor of representing our team. And so was when Prime Minister Modi was in France. And India's permanent delegate to UNESCO, Ambassador Ruchira Kamboj, made a dinner for Karan Singh. Mm. And so I was there. I had a long opportunity to speak to him about Oroville, about land, about many things. And so that was, and I gave him a file of all of our A4A communications to date, which was great. And then the fun thing was, I was seated at, I thought it was going to be like 80 people, and all I had to do was dress appropriately. In fact, there were 10 of us at the table. So I was a little intimidated, but Ruchira sent me next to her husband, Divakar Kamboj, and he said to me his parents had been devotees. And then Ruchira, the ambassador, told me after that, in fact, Divakar Kamboj was one of the children at Oroville's inauguration, representing Uttar Pradesh. That's right. And when I checked with Gilles Guigon after, he said, well, those were the names that were missing from our list who represented Uttar Pradesh, who put the earth in the urn. And one of those children was Ambassador Kamboj's husband, Divakar, who's lovely.
What was the response of Dr. Karan Singh on A4A?
Oh, he was very happy. He's always supported and encouraged and recognized the true importance of our work. Because, you see, when I told you before that there was this energy that was coming and it expressed itself in different ways, at the same time, there was the letter he had written to the community. I didn't know. I contacted Aridip in November, and he wrote that letter to the community in December saying, this can't continue like this. And I have to say that part of the problem was somehow kind of tamas, inertia. I don't know why everybody's busy here. People who are busy are really busy. And for whatever reason, what I saw was the real problem was just there were gray areas, there was no coordination, there was nobody paying attention to this aspect. Somebody was doing that, but it didn't connect with something else that would have helped. And that's why I also appreciate Jaya's initiative to ask Orovillians to give a monthly donation of whatever amount that they could change higher or lower according to the month, because it really is something, it's all together. It's something all together. All these things are expressions of something we all feel. The time is now, and the time won't come back.
That's also true.
Yeah.
Mandaki, thank you a lot.
My great pleasure.
For sharing with us.
My great pleasure. Thank
you. See you next time.